Non è fanno non so ne quali cose, eh? Queste cassette. Dear friends, to my dear colleagues, this is of today's the great feast of Christ the King. So it's a tremendous feast, very important feast, because we are called by our Lord. We are called by our Lord to His kingdom. From the very baptism, the day of our baptism, we are called to live in His kingdom, which is divine. Eternal, where the life is Himself, where the joy is Himself, where the thoughts are his thoughts, where the love, where the will, His love. So our Lord wants to see if we really want to go to heaven, if we really want to be part of His kingdom. He wants to see that we enthrone our Lord Jesus Christ in His life, and in our life, His life in our lives. He wants to see that. In fact, this is the test of this life. He who lives in the kingdom of God, serving God and the neighbor for the love of God, he saves his soul to live in the kingdom of our Lord forever. But he who prefers to serve himself or the world or the devil, he lost the kingdom forever, eventually. He loses it. So there are a few words of Father Fahy about this topic. He said the following. Catholics succumb to the machinations of our Lord's enemies, largely because they are not trained for the real struggle in the world. They leave school without adequate knowledge of the organized opposition they will have to meet, and having very lazy notions about the points of social organization for which they must stand and against which attacks are being directed. They do not realize that the opposition's ultimate aim is the disruption of Christ's order. They are not accustomed to think that they must cooperate with other young Catholics for our Lord's program, that they must, for example, get control of the cinema and prevent it from undermining the Catholic concept of marriage and Catholic family. Thus, they display a lamentable lack of cohesion and a pitiable want of enthusiasm for Christ's interest. So the Catholics that stand for integral Christianity can always count on finding other Catholics in the opposite camp. I repeat that last phrase. Catholics that stand for integral Christianity always count on finding other Catholics in the opposite camp. So this is very enlightening, because this is what is we are witnessing today. People is not fighting. People, they don't like to fight. They want the easy life, the efficient life. They want the life of the world, which is painless, which is without a struggle. When I asked once one young man, do you know that you have three enemies in your soul of our Lord? He answered to me, he said, first time somebody mentioned that I have enemies, he said, I always thought that all were my friends, Muslims, Hindus, Jewish, pagans, because we shake hands with them every Sunday, or every meeting, or every party. We don't speak about religion, we don't condemn each other. And we have seen our priests in the synagogues, with the Lutherans, with the Orthodox praying together, in the Assisi meetings of John Paul II, tortured religions praying to their own gods, each one at the same footing, for peace. That young man told me, first time I hear that we have enemies. If we don't have enemies, we don't have battle. We don't fight. We don't fight, of course. This is the picture of modern Catholics. Even traditional Catholics, the majority of them. So, Father Fahey is saying that they don't realize that they must be trained for a real battle. They don't know that they have enemies. They don't know that they must organize themselves to stand against the attacks against Christ, against the principles of the doctrine of Christ. They don't know that it's an obligation to profess the faith in public. It's scary. I tell priests, even especially traditionalists, you must speak about errors and heresies and by name, naming the heresies. We love the person, but we attack the heresies and the errors because they are a threat against Christian order and against Christ. And they don't react, they don't know that they are obliged to do that. They prefer to keep silent, to be enemies with the enemy, to be shaking hands with the enemy, to receive benefits with the enemy. They prefer that than to fight and to tell the people, to warn people against false prophets and wolves going around. Those people cannot be followed. We cannot follow those people. They do not realize that the oppositions of the enemy aims to disrupt or to destroy the order of Christ, Christ's order. This is the most important. God's kingdom requires obedience. If we want to be in order with God, we must obey Him. Especially the first degree of humility. To submit to all that God wants from us. Remember, He wants us to share in His life. Therefore, He wants us to share in His cross. Therefore, He wants us to share in His way of the cross. What He did with His own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, He shared every bit of His passion and death. Every bit of the Sacred Heart of Jesus' suffering, she received it completely, constantly. And there's no other way for us. If we don't accept the cross as an instrument of triumph for us and for Christ, we are not fighting. We are giving up the fight. As easy as that. This is why when we see Catholics not fighting, they are in the enemy camps. They belong to the camp of the enemy. They are fighting for the enemy. The wars that they don't know it. It's a war thing. They are not accustomed to think that they must fight our Lord's program. That they must counterattack what undermines the Catholic concepts of marriage, education. For example, health issues. So they don't are interested in God's rights, in God's will, in God's interest. This is modern society, even modern traditionalists. They don't contemplate Jesus Christ crucified. No. It's not the focus anymore. That's why we started the retreat, we said that. The focus of Catholics and the focus of the retreat, because we want to acquire that grace, we want to acquire that habit, is to focus on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ every moment of our life. You notice the cross teaches us that it's a deadly fight against concupiscence, against the flesh, against sin, against the world, because the world is crucifying our Lord, and our Lord didn't want to come down from the cross. They were saying that. Come down from the cross and we shall believe in you. But in order to defeat them, he remained on the cross. And the devil for the, all the saints and the gospel said, he defeated the devil on the cross also. So this is why we must enthrone our Lord Jesus Christ, kingship. We must enthrone the cross in ourselves, in our families, in our way we dress, the way we speak, the way we use our senses, our money, the way we treat the others. The cross. So we forget about, we crucify ourselves. We take up the cross of the others, which is our Lord's cross, and follow him to Calvary. Not having pity upon ourselves, not looking for our self-rewards and being loved. We don't look at those things here on earth. On the contrary. So we accept or we receive whatever God wants to give to us. This is why our focus is on giving, sacrificing ourselves. It's the reason why Father Fechet said the following, that the center of Christ's city on earth is the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in which all Catholics profess their willingness to respect God's rights and promise on the cross. Because this is the program of our Lord's kingship. He said through David the prophet, I have reign from the wood of the cross. Never forget that, my dear brothers. We shall reign on earth with Christ from the cross. Not from the beautiful and comfortable bed and comfortable life, no. It's why we should not flee persecution. We should not flee the consequences of speaking the truth. We should not flee from the consequences of practicing the morals at all levels. We will be doing that, but by doing that, we will encounter a huge total opposition. Constant. So most likely we will become martyrs. I think it's coming up. I would say it's very probable if we keep those advices, if we really want to serve our Lord and to be in his kingship, in his kingdom, most likely we will become martyrs. Very likely. I would say it's the most probable. But if not, if we are not willing to be crucified or to be martyr, become martyr, most likely we are going to apostatize with the others. It's either or. Either or. You choose. Martyr or apostate. Saint John, evangelist at the foot of the cross, or Judas. It's why after Pentecostes, all the apostles were martyrs. Even Saint John was immersed in boiling oil. Even the Blessed Virgin Mary, the innocent Immaculate Conception, she's the queen of martyrs. She suffered more than all put together after our Lord. So, this is why the inheritance of the children of God, especially today, is martyrdom, crucifixion. It's the only way we are going to make Christ the King to reign. It's the only way we will help out the Immaculate Heart of Mary to triumph. It's why St. Louis de Montfort says that the apostles of the end of times, he saw in a vision, they have in one hand, they have the cross. They have in the other hand, the Holy Rosary. Nothing else, nothing more than that. The cross, self-denial, the battle, deadly battle, minute after minute, against our sins, against ourselves, our pride, the world, and the devil, with the Holy Rosary as the main weapon, which represents Our Lady and her sorrows, her merit, her love, her power, her intercession, her merits of all graces. fighting against the devil to crush the head of the serpent. This is the program. There's no other way, brothers. There's no other way. So this is the theme of the retreat. We are for that grace. To reign with our Lord from the cross, no matter the consequences. It's why we don't play conditions. Catholics don't play conditions. Lord, yes, I will be crucified to you, but please, I don't want to be very painful. Please, spare from me the nail of the right hand. Spare from me the crown of thorns. Lord, it's too painful. I will go to the cross, but spare. I don't want to suffer as more, Lord, please. No. No conditions. No conditions. I tell you, this spirit, we don't fight this spirit anymore. But it's the only spirit that God wants from us. If we really want to make it to heaven. Otherwise, we will be endangering. I told you at the conference, most of the traditional Catholics are following the easy way, selfishness, not changing, and wanted to receive from our Lord many things without crucifying, without giving up themselves. So again, I repeat to you, to all our faithful, if you come to Mass, the first purpose why you come to Mass is to be crucified. Secondly, to receive communion, and to receive graces and blessings, and to be heard by God, to receive contrition, to receive, yes, for your families. But first, if you're not here for Mass, to be crucified, you should go. You should go. No. This is not a place for lukewarm people. No. If you are not going to be crucified with our Lord, it's useless to have Mass. Because our Lord is not here to share his kingdom with cowards, with effeminate people. He's not here to share his kingdom with the devil, no. With his enemies, no. Only he, those who want him, he wants to share. And I told you, those who want our Lord want his cross. Is it possible to want our Lord to love him without loving his cross? Impossible. So there is no other way. We ask for God's grace to the Blessed Virgin Mary, for Redentrix, and Queen of Martyrs, and to Saint Joseph, to Saint Benedict, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.